Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening. Hello, and welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
You're Mercy.
And you are Church.
Yeah. That's what the label in my underwear says.
Who is sewing labels in your underwear? Do you outsource this? Because you've never asked me to do it.
Yeah, they're iron-ons.
I like how I jumped to you hiring someone knowing that you would not put a label in your own underpants.
Yeah, even the iron-on, I hired someone for that.
Where are you getting all this extra cash from? Just hiring people to iron labels onto your underpants?
You'd be surprised how often I come across ladies holding hot irons.
I wish I had something to iron. And all these empty name tags.
And I'm like, oh hey, how convenient. I happen to have a few pairs of my underwear and these iron-on labels of my name. Could you please iron these on to my underwear? $2. And then I pay them $2.
That's a great story.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
What's your preferred slang for underpants?
Oh, I say things that aren't even words now. That's more my favorite. I'm like, what, where I'm on like Gooch or Gotcha. I don't know. Just Gooch.
When I was a kid, we only ever called it Gitchy Gotchies. Oh, it was like, we were kids that told dad jokes. It was the 80s, I like to say.
I could see your Gitchy Gotchy. Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying it out. It's just like, I think even if I were like, you know, 4 or 5 and another kid next to me said like, Gitchy Gotchies, I'd look down at him. Like, come on now. Are you a baby?
Hey, you're older than me. People were way more sheltered then. Like, people probably called them the unmentionables when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You're 5 years older. I'm acting like you were born in, like, the 30s. Back in my day, women didn't leave the house. Oh, geez, that was terrible.
Lock them up in the house.
Yep.
It's a horror movie. It's a bunch of women just locked up in that house over there.
That sounds pretty awesome.
What? If,
unless you were, like, starving us.
Why does that sound
no,
awesome?
No, like, if we were doing it, oh, I guess the assumption would be that it was,
I said
like,
locked up.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, locked up. That means you can't get out, right?
I thought it was just, like, a big sleepover party.
I guess it is, but then I, like, lock you in and you don't get to leave.
Have you ever been to a lock-in at a church?
No, I got locked in at Star Wars Celebration.
It was much more fun to be locked in at a church, and they didn't have lightsaber duels at 1 a.m., but they did have 1 a.m. hymnal singing sessions, and we would
Better?
It's not necessarily better.
You're trying to sell me on it. You're not selling
lightsaber rave versus your super uncool 27-year-old youth group leader singing Our God is an Awesome God at like 1:30 a.m. while he's wearing his local religious university like sports team sweatshirt and some really terrible, awful sleep pants that have like pictures of bananas on them.
Banana pants, huh?
Banana pants. I went to a lot of lock-ins.
I'm just trying to imagine the scenario that came about where this gentleman purchased banana, you know, pajamas. Banana pajamas. Banana imprint pajamas.
I always figured they went out of their way to buy the least sexiest clothing possible so that no accusations of anything untoward could be happening. Because you would just look at a church youth group leader and you'd be like, that person is not having sex.
He didn't show up in like the silk shorts with like the silk like t-shirt.
What?
Like button-up pajamas. Yeah, those are types of pajamas.
Like the old-timey dad pajamas?
Half sexy, half depressing.
My dad used to wear those, the kind
that would
button up like right to the nape of the neck.
De-sexing.
Mm-hmm. And they had like a big round collar. It was weird. It was like Homer Simpson pajamas.
Homer didn't always used to wear pajamas. That's like in more modern episodes. He used to just be in his underwear.
Yeah, there was a lot of Homer in his underwear.
Now he's in pajamas a lot.
But they sure sexied up Marge a lot.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Did they?
Hey, remember when Marge Simpson was on that cover of Maxim? And everyone was like, it's the hottest cartoon. You don't even feel bad wanting to fuck Marge Simpson.
That's the cover?
She's drawn all super hot, like sexy fan art. And she's got her hair like tied back and down, but like strands are. She's like cleaning the floor on her hands and knees with like soapy brushes. Such an awful, porny shtick. But it's like, it's cool because it's a cartoon character. It's like, I don't know, that seems still pretty, like, gross and objectifying.
There's photo shoots like that still, though, where, like, I don't know, like, major famous stars and stuff still do that in, like, Rolling Stone or something. That might be, like, some shots they'd pose for, where they're, like, super hot, but they're, like, cleaning or something.
I feel like you don't like actually have a lot of proof of this. I feel like you're
my like, when was the last proof? Time
you saw that?
I don't know. When? I flipped through a magazine once, twice.
Three times a lady?
This year, yeah. I don't know. Didn't we see some photos like that in Vanity Fair? Anyways, this is a dead end.
So you wanted to talk about something. You were like, I have a topic.
Oh, so this is a thing that happened to me. So last week, I don't know if you remember, you dropped me and our son off at the pharmacy, and you were going away with our daughter.
Yeah.
So you guys were in the car, you dropped us off at the pharmacy, and you dropped us off there because we had to pick up a prescription.
Yes.
So anyways, so I go in and I pick up the prescription with our six-year-old son, and as a treat, I say, you know, hey, buddy, you want to go pick something out and pick out a candy or something? And he's like, yeah, he's all excited. So we run off to the candy aisle and he scopes out a bunch of stuff and he picks out like a bag of sour candies. Great. So we start to head to the cash register. And then I remember, hey, wait, I'm in a pharmacy. And we were talking recently about how we ran out of lube and that the next time one of us was there to get some lube, I was like, hold on, buddy, to our six-year-old son. And I wander into the condom lube aisle. Don't worry, he's not paying any attention at all. He's like just like staring at his candy package. Like, this is the greatest thing in the world, and he can't wait to open it. In fact, he's distraught that we didn't go pay for it immediately, because he wants to eat it now. He's actually just kind of ticked. So I pick out a bottle of lube, decent-sized one too, and start to head to the cash register. And then it dawns on me as I'm making my way there, as like the little man behind the counter. Well, man, he's a boy. Let's not kid ourselves, but a much older boy than ours. But anyways, as I'm getting closer, I realize I have a six-year-old child with me. I'm buying him candy and purchasing a giant bottle of lube. And that's it. Oh, plus I've got a bag of pills that I picked up from the pharmacy clutched in my hand. This does not look right. So I just, you know, nonchalantly just put the lube, you know, in there with the hair dyes or whatever, and just on the cart shelf I'm passing. I was like, nope, that's not right.
You were like, almost on several police and government lists.
Like, that was innocent, but just the optics of that were not good. Luckily, you picked up lube, so we're okay.
Yeah, because it's different if it's like a woman buying it with a bunch of groceries.
Sure, I would buy it with a bunch of groceries. That's fine. I wouldn't buy it with a six-year-old with a bag of pills, a bag of candy,
and some lube. No other purchases.
Nothing else.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And I'd like to take this box of sleeping pills and this cough syrup. Ooh, sir, please step into the bag.
Yeah, hopefully police would descend from the ceiling if you make that purchase combination. Like, hopefully that's it's like the thing that's meant to go off.
Look, we got some super suspicious...
It triggers a reaction, not unlike in the 1989 Batman movie, when you mix the right group of things purchased at a pharmacy, you get the Smilex gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just dump a bunch of shit into a vat. These products are already in your own homes. Like, how long were they on the shelves?
Chances are, you may have bought them already.
Like, if you had something that you had been using for a long time, you would still know that it was safe. Like, you wouldn't stop using the shampoo that you had been using. But did they worry that it was in the water?
No, it was in the products. So people weren't using toothpaste, they weren't putting on deodorant, they weren't washing their hair, they weren't using any makeup.
But if they were already using those products in their home, I don't wake up every morning and use a brand new container of deodorant.
Well, how do you know it's not, like, takes a while to reach the right dosage or something before it, like, goes off and kills you?
Well, I think if you're just gonna live life paranoid like that...
Once the Joker shows up on TV and tells you, yeah, I've tainted them and people are dying, you're gonna stop. You're not gonna take that chance. You're like, eh, it was fine yesterday. He also says the right combination. Did you put conditioner in as well? did you brush your teeth at the same time that you're going to right now? Like, who knows?
I think this is pretty dubious.
No way.
I feel like a lot of people...
great terrorism.
Yes, if you could have something that very, very slowly, en masse, poisoned a lot of people and then built up to a lethal level...
yeah.
It would be such the long con. That's probably not the right term for that.
That's not a con.
Well, I mean, you're convincing people to keep using these products?
To not use them.
Oh, man. How many weird celebrities have you had sex dreams about?
I don't know. Like, maybe one once, and I can't even remember who it was. It was just so weird to me that it was an actual, like, celebrity.
Olivia Newton-John. What the hell?
Yeah, it's just weird. Most of my erotic dreams are not about, like, real people. Every now and then they are.
Oh, cartoon alligators.
Right? No. They're just, it's like some made-up creation.
One time I had a really intensely sexual dream about Billy Bob Thornton as a sheriff, like, and arresting me, and then somehow that led to sex.
Yeah, you were, like, wicked, and, like, he had to take off his belt and start, you know, hitting you with it. But at first he, like, handcuffed you up over, like, a... like, part of the jail.
No, not even remotely. Oh, I was
mine's
like...
mine's better than yours already, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. You're like, mine has...
oh, wait, it still had Billy Bob Thornton in it.
Yeah.
Never mind. Withdrawn.
Like, it's good for me.
Let me see your French fried potatoes.
Definitely, that is the only thing I had ever associated Billy Bob Thornton with up until having that sex dream. And then I was like...
potatoes.
I was like, damn. That's right. I do love French fried potatoes. If I were to call my brother up right now, there'd be like two sentences that I could say into the phone and he would just get and he would just laugh.
And what are they?
One is French fried potatoes. The other is the Stewart from Mad TV. Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Because my brother, when he was a young man of 18 to 20-ish, looked exactly like Stewart. Not the actor who played Stewart, Michael McDonald, I think is the name, but Stewart, like with the long, straight hair, just combed down.
And he wore those, like, plaid shirts with short sleeves.
He did. He had a couple of those.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah.
But it don't look like Stewart.
Yeah.
Pink and blue. Pink and blue.
Yeah.
That's my new song.
Pink and blue.
Remember how you keep complaining about how your boobs are getting bigger?
What's up with that? Though yeah. My body's doing all sorts of weird shit, and it's upsetting, but not to the point where I would actually go see a doctor for it, because I'm sure it's nothing.
Upsetting. They're like the best changes anyone would ever want. Oh, my breasts started to getting larger, and not only larger, they appear to be getting perkier and sitting up higher.
What's up with this? I need to find... you know what it is? I'm worried it's just going to stop, or like reverse... so I'm making sure that I investigate any possible cause. I'm like, I'm not pregnant, right? Right? No. Then what is it? What can make your boobs get bigger? Diet changes? Exercise?
Yeah, I don't know. Getting fatter? I don't know.
Well, no, like clearly I'm storing more fat, which would mean that I'm storing more estrogen. Or like, it's kind of reversed, because fat stores estrogen. So I'm developing more fat stores, which would increase my estrogen levels. But, like, why would I do that in my mid-30s? Is there, like a point, is it, like, second puberty? Where they're like, just, you're in your lady body now.
Hey, why not? Let's do this again. This was fun the first time, right? That went swell.
Remember when
no
you
bad
just,
memories.
When you just, like, broke out painfully... 24/7, and nothing ever stopped it.
I do remember that. It started and then never stopped. Life's great. Thanks, life.
And it's summer, so we're so gross because you go to sleep and then you just sweat. We sweat when we sleep because it's hot in the house because the temperature doesn't regulate. And then you go between sweating and freezing, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm just oily and gross.
This is a really sexy conversation. I got a question for you, completely unrelated to being sweaty and gross.
Ham?
Yeah, no, we know you like ham more than me. We don't need to go down that road.
Okay.
So, but yeah, sorry if you love ham. I'm not really with you out there. I mean, bacon's all right. But
what's the question?
Are there any musical acts, like, you know, bands or individual singers where, like, they had a song or an album that you really liked and you thought they were gonna hit it huge and then it, like, didn't happen? Like, they had one hit maybe, or two, but they just never got as big as you thought they were going to get. What was, like, a one-hit wonder you never thought should have been?
There definitely is, but I'm having trouble bringing it up. And usually the things that I remember are the one song that I love before anyone else, and then 8 months later, it's the most popular song in the world, and I'm sick of it, and I hear the rest of the album, and I'm like, oh, the rest of it's terrible.
Yeah, that was like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba for me. Somehow, we saw like the very first time the video aired, myself and another buddy, and we like loved it. We thought it was amazing. We went out and found the CD, bought it, and like listened to it a ton. And the rest of the album, the rest of the album sucks. We were really let down by that, but that one song was great, so we kept listening to it. And this was for like a month, and like the song totally disappeared after it came out. We saw it that one time, and then like all of a sudden, 8 months later, it went huge and it was everywhere. And we were so kind of put off by the rest of the album and having played only like the one song and then like letting it go into the next couple always. And we're just like, we can't stand them. But it was everywhere forever and it drove us nuts.
Yeah, that one was around.
That's
That
a band I'm
one.
happy only had one hit and then disappeared.
There were like 37 members of Chumbawamba.
You could just call them Tub Thumping. They're just as famous for that title
You
as
know
they
that
are
band,
that
Tub
band,
Thumping.
Tub Thumping.
Oh
If
yeah.
you can if you
Get
can
knocked
describe the
down.
band by their only hit, that's as good as their name.
Yeah, why they don't need any other name. That name is reserved for anyone else who wants it now.
But
Make something else of it.
one who I thought was going to go further than they did was Mika. He came out with that song Grace Kelly.
Oh, Mika was super good.
And
That
then
album was
I liked the
solid.
album. It was all like sort of like fun poppy music, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I hope this guy keeps going and gets bigger and bigger, and it's always putting out this kind of stuff. And then his next album came around, and it wasn't as poppy or fun. He got moody. The levity was gone. And but I was always hoping it would come back, and he released other songs here and there, and little moments of it, but nope. And now he's like kind of done. And he's like, originally he went to the same like music school as like Lady Gaga and stuff. Like they know each other, and they always talked about collaborating. But I think now that he's kind of not making it.
Well, he released a video for some song he did. Was it last year? I'm trying to remember. We saw something that he had done, and it was for either like a TV show or a movie. And I was like, "Oh, this is terrible. It was just so boring."
Yeah.
Dana Manning was one that I thought that it was going to be really big, and as far as I know, like most people have never heard of her.
Oh, what about Lisa Loeb?
Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. I
Like,
love
she did
Lisa
come back
Loeb.
with a couple other albums, but they just never, like, really
No.
did it.
It was sad because she was really in the right place at the right time for that kind of like professional but nerdy, cute, hippie girl. It was before hipsters. She was basically Velma from Scooby-Doo, but cute.
Is
Like,
that
really cute.
sort of maybe what she's partially known for?
Being like a pre-hipster.
No, being attractive and having a unique look, is that maybe part of what got her famous?
So she had a neat look, and it was right around the big push for girl rock, and not like hardcore girl rock, but it was a lot of women with like acoustic guitars or, you
Oh,
know,
I wouldn't call her song rock.
it was definitely,
Strumming a
it was
guitar.
like alt girl music. So I mean, that was the point where I was listening to like Lisa
What's
Loeb
the alternative to
and
girl? That's what alt girl means, right? Alternative girl. So what's the alternative to girl? Man?
woman.
No, I don't know. Well, there's our derailing comment for the night.
Yeah, oh, my brain just stopped.
I apologize for that one.
Oh, there was a song that I used to sing at karaoke all the time, and I can't remember. I can there's
Barbie
there was a
girl?
couple. No, I remember Aqua. No, there was there was two songs, and they were definitely by the that kind of same whiny girl voice thing.
Oh, you know who I thought was going to get big but didn't? When NSYNC sort of started doing their own solo careers, you had Timberlake starting out and all that, and you also had the other guy. What the heck was his name?
Lance Bass,
No.
Joey Fatone.
No, he, what was his song? He released one song and we kind of liked it. What was it?
Oh, yeah. He's a pineapple
All
head?
Night long, I think about sex with you or whatever. That's the main line from it.
Oh, yeah.
Not pineapple head. God, nobody ever heard from pineapple head
he
again.
He went, like, super hardcore.
Oh, man. You know pineapple head's probably listening to us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were at Epcot once, and I think he was performing there.
Yeah, he was.
Because I'm trying to remember the name on the sign, and I was like, is that the guy from NSYNC?
Yeah, I thought, well, whatever that guy's name is, thought he was going to have a career. He clearly didn't. We don't know his name.
Remember when we watched that documentary on the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah.
That was, like...
It was kind of good and kind of awful. It was, like, half interesting, and then it was just really bad, and you're about to turn it off, and then it got kind of interesting again.
It was almost really depressing.
Well, parts of it, yeah. They all just wanted to be famous still, and they just kind of aren't.
And they were always talking about how they met up with this producer, and how the producer, like, really worked them hard, but they just didn't have any success, and everything was shitty. And then finally they managed to catch a break, like, in the UK. But they were so young. It just sounds just
Except
really
for Kevin.
Awful. Yeah. Kevin already had, like, a mortgage and a car payment and three kids.
He's there for the moms.
Yeah.
There's got to be one of the moms who can be like, I like Kevin because I know you don't. But he's older and it's the oldest one, so I'll take him. Bring on the Kevins.
Shut up, Kevin. The Kevin of the group.
You're such a... Oh, you're the Kevin of the group. Oh, God.
There's definitely in the Power Rangers Dinozords show, whatever that is.
Power Rangers?
It's related to this. The guy who plays the evil villain is definitely the Kevin of that show. He's the evil villain, but he dresses really sharply and, like, his hair's nice. And he actually is, like, a nice character, but he's kind of pretending to be evil. So I think it's that one's for, like, the moms. And they're like, you know who I like? That guy.
What, the bad boy version?
He's a good guy at heart.
What, the Han Solos?
Han is for losers and women.
That's right. Han is for losers and women. It's Luke Skywalker all the way.
What about Lando?
That's just for guys who want to be, like, cooler.
Chewie, just bring out a bunch of beers.
Lando. You gotta really like wearing blue. It's and half dudes capes. Who like... Blue Capelet. Jeans and want to wear capes.
We're seeing a big resurgence in jean blue jackets. Jeans.
Oh, mom jeans are coming back in. I can feel it. High waisted.
Yep. I'm telling you, Jurassic Park, the mom jean shorts or mom jorts. I guess they weren't jorts. They
yeah,
were
what's the actress's khakis. Name? She's in the Laura new Star Wars Dern. Movie. Yeah, Laura Dern.
Laura
mom shorts.
Laura Dern and her 4 foot tall butt. Or those shorts.
Those shorts were not flattering. No. I think even at the time I felt bad for her when that movie was new. I was like, no, as I'm like some, you know, 14-year-old kid in the audience.
But are they comfortable? Because really that's the question I'm asking. Like, are those comfy? Or are they not comfy? Do they ride too high up?
Boy, I really hope our loot crate arrives soon.
Loot crate.
Can't wait to see what I got this month.
I hope they ship...
Oh, sweet. Another C-tier level Funko character I've never heard of from some video game that people thought was going to be a huge hit, but isn't. Oh, boy.
Or a character from the science fiction fantasy franchise you enjoy the least. A D-level character from a show you hate.
Yeah, and one sweet thing that actually is decent. A book, but you already own it because it was cool 2 years ago.
Here's a pack of playing cards.
Well,
everybody likes playing cards.
Look, I still have those playing cards. All right,
we have never used them. They're cool-ass, like, dragon gold embossed playing cards, but five miscellaneous stickers that you'll never put on anything.
Hurry up and sponsor us, Loot Crate. All you gotta do is just send me a free Loot Crate, because I'm not signing up. And then just
look,
like that.
We tried it.
Just like that. Never, ever gonna get a Loot Crate sponsorship.
Just like that. I am way more likely to sign us up for, like, the Wheel of Cheese of the Month club. Like, people, when I was a kid, I would always hear jokes through various forms of media about the X of the Month club, the cheese of the month, the sauce of the month.
What's the X of the Month club? Like, hey, there's my X from last month.
No, it's where X stands
Welcome to the
in
club.
For. X stands in for whatever product. It's just an interchangeable It's a variable. X is a variable. It stands for product.
Oh, no, we're doing math.
I don't do math.
You don't do math. Math does you.
Damn, this is sexy and smart porno. But anyways, so like, something of the month
oh,
club.
Oh, no, math teacher. All right, what?
Something of the month club.
Yeah.
Where they would send you something.
Math of the month club.
And it was always kind of inferred that people who signed up for clubs where you got sent something monthly were like dorks who didn't have anything better to waste their money on. And I always thought those things sounded awesome. I was like, you mean I can get a box of pepperoni sticks? Different kinds of pepperoni sticks and cheese and crackers. It's like, sign me up.
You want someone to drop some cheese in an envelope and mail it to you once a month.
Is this what I'm asking for? Is it too much to ask to have somebody package me cheese?
Here's some Kraft American cheese slices in an envelope.
They would have to be cured cheeses. Or it would
we
have
took
to
them
be
out of the plastic
delivery.
Wrap and just dropped them in the envelope.
Oh, man. Do you ever get so depressed that you just, like, open up 10 sheets of that Kraft cheese slice stuff and stack them and then just, like, just eat them straight?
No, because you know what? It doesn't taste like food. I can't do that.
It's like you somehow ate
like,
cheese-flavored oil that just solidified.
No, it's like I take the plastic wrap off, I eat the piece of cheese, and then while I'm chewing it, I look at the plastic wrap I'm holding in my other hand, and I'm like, that's what this tastes like. It's like I'm eating plastic. This isn't a wrapper, this is its outer skin I removed to get to the softer part.
Just slightly harder. This is the rind. Remove the plastic rind.
Yes, that's all it is. Like, good cheese comes in wax.
Hmm. Wax.
Shitty cheese comes in plastic.
Eat a big old rind of cheese wax.
That's my philosophy for the modern age. Good shit comes wrapped in wax. Bullshit comes in plastic.
I'm just gonna start writing correspondence on parchment, and then I'm gonna encase
papyrus.
I'm gonna encase the parchment in paraffin and send it through the mail.
That's good shit right there.
I'd be like, look, you know that no one will have opened your letter. Paraffin, it'd probably crack and shit, though, and they'd get it, and it would just be torn to pieces. Dusty. Dusty as hell paraffin on everything. Man, please stop tipping your letters in paraffin.
Wait, you're like a villain. Batman's gonna have to hunt down the paraffinator.
The paraffinator.
Get back here, paraffinator. You'll never catch me, Batman.
I dip everything in wax.
I'm gonna dip you in wax, Batman.
The full-sized wax
and
Batman.
And I'll send you through the mail.
To get all crumbly and shit.
Send you right to the police who have a problem with my paraffin addiction. Mm. Male police.
Paraffin. The male police. What about the female police?
No, like, you know, I postage know. Police. Fucking postage cops.
Letter cops.
The postmen.
Letter cops.
Letter cops.
This week on Letter Cops.
Fox is really getting experimental these days. Look at these shows. Letter Cops. That's it, just Letter Cops?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of another show. I was like, boys with boys. No, that's not a show.
That is, but it's not on Fox.
The Boys and Boys Show.
Cracking a coconut.
This week on the Boys and Boys Show. Cracking a coconut.
It never fails. Every, like, 4 years, we get suckered into buying a coconut. Or it's
oh,
like,
it's our daughter. Our daughter's going to make us buy a coconut. It's happening.
Anytime she sees one, she's like, can we get a coconut? It's like, no,
no,
you hate coconuts.
You, buy her one the next time she wants one.
I bought one before.
Oh.
And we cracked it, and she ate a sliver of it, and then she was like,
oh, that's right.
I'm okay. Oh, and that was still when we didn't have a stove, and you're supposed to toast it so that the coconut meat, like, retracts from the shell.
And that's the cooking segment.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go and pause my video game now.
I'm going to go back to reading about daddy long-legged spiders, which are actually harvestmen. They are in the arachnid family, but they're not that closely related to spiders. Good night.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod, or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.